It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, the Red Hill Unit 10 School District has been back in session for about a couple of months now, and we take a chance now that the school year is in session to talk with Unit 10 Superintendent Jakey Walker. Jakey, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's greatly appreciated.
Tell me about your first couple of months of school. How have things gone so far?
Well, we've had a really good couple of months to start the school, and a lot of people don't realize that starts in the summer with our custodial crew and our maintenance crew doing a lot of work and prep work to get the school year ready. And this year, thanks partly to the evidence-based funding model of having some extra money, we were able to hire extra summer workers and get some painting, some floors stripped, and a lot of needed things that have had to wait because of funding, and we were able to get done this summer.
You mentioned extra money. The state of Illinois has come up with extra money for schools now. That's got to be great entering into a new school year, knowing that you're going to have some extra money with which to work.
It has been just what we needed. It has helped close our budget gap. If you look back, last year, of course, they were late getting it to us, so you couldn't do a lot of planning last year with the funds, but we got an additional $360,000. And then this year, they increased our evidence-based funding by $200,000+. And so we met with our different curriculum title committees, our administrative teams, and some of the things that we've started to add back, because as you know with the state, we're always concerned how long will this last and how long can they keep up with this funding. We added two additional elementary sections in kindergarten and first grade, which is great because that lowered our class size in kindergarten from 25 to 22, and in first grade from 29, lowered them down to the 24 area. So that's been great. And we also were able to add a full-time art teacher for the junior-senior high school again, purchase new social studies curriculum for the 7th and 8th grade students. And one thing that we've really had to start working on, in our past budgets, we haven't updated our transportation fleet. And we have 9 routes that run. Majority of our buses are over 100,000 miles now. So we're trying to get in a rotation where we buy one every year. And so we bought one last year, and we bought one this year that should be arriving this month.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you have additional money as for your overall finances. I know you had to cut a long time ago. Your overall finances are getting much, much better, aren't they?
Yes. We now have money in our reserves, which helps us in the event that the state would stop reimbursing us, that we could pull from our reserves to keep our current employees hired. Also, it has really helped upgrade other areas of the district, from technology to cafeteria, what we can offer. So we're continuing to look at what do we need for our schools and what can we get. And one of the things we keep trying to find and posting is foreign language teacher and a social worker position.
Let's talk a little bit about enrollment for the district. How is the district's enrollment compared to years past?
This year we actually have had an increase of 10 students. So we have 971 students this year in preschool through 12th grade. And we are very fortunate that we received the Preschool for All grant again this year, which that serves 80 students.
Talk about that grant and the preschool. What does that entail?
Last year, the state decided that they were going to put it up for bid for all districts. And daycares can also, regional offices of education. And so it was competitive for everybody. So every district had to take the time and the parameters of what the state wanted and write the grant. And then we had to submit it in a timely manner that they had put in. And we were very fortunate that we scored on the rubric high enough that they actually gave us extra money. We were actually getting $267,000 compared to $247,000.
Now, I know that you have done a lot of work with regard to your facilities. I know there's been a lot of work done on the South Gym at Red Hill Junior Senior High School.
Yes, and that is really fortunate that we have the 1% sales tax, because that's what's opened up for us after our junior senior high school building's been paid off now, to get some of these big maintenance projects done. And one was the track. We've had a lot of good reviews from the public. We did go blue this time around the track, and that project is completely finished. Then the gym, we needed to tuck point it and do some other cosmetic work on the outside. They stained the brick, the new brick that was put in when they tore the old high school down. And that project is now about complete, and it looks great.
Also, you're doing I'm sure other work at other facilities around the district too, with regard to trying to get things up to date.
We are probably one of our busiest committees is our Building and Grounds Committee, which is comprised of the administration and the two school board members. One of the ones we are looking at right now is our Sumner Attendance Center building. We're looking at windows and HVAC, starting to kind of start collect that process of how much is that going to cost. If it does cost a significant amount, will we bond or will we try to save up 1% money to pay for it? We're also been looking at some energy efficiency ways. Ameren has some grants out there, so we've been looking at lighting to see if we can replace lighting to save money.
What other projects, major projects, are being looked at?
When we're looking at them, we look at every single building in the district. Roofing is another concern. We will be looking at replacing the Sumner Attendance Center cafeteria roof shortly. And then we'll be looking, of course, the rest of the building. The north side of Bridgeport Grade School, that roof has not been redone yet, and so we're looking at it. And then the junior senior high, we still have other work we would like to do inside the older structure, which is the gym and the ag-related area.
Now, all this is done, of course, in conjunction with your administration and also your Board of Education.
Yes, yes. And we take in teacher input, too, because there are certain things that teachers see that would make it easier for their job if we could add this in, especially in the technology realm where we've added more Wi-Fi spots and different ways for our students to connect to the technology.
Talk about school security. That's always of a concern. Of course, the state today, the status of school security today, people want to know that their kids, when they go to school, they're going to be safe. What has been instituted with regard to that over the last year or so?
We still continue with locking our doors 24/7. Parents have to buzz in to get into all three of our buildings. We continue to have our classrooms locked when the kids are inside the classroom. It just gives an extra barrier. We no longer allow parents at Bridgeport Grade School to walk freely through the hallways when they do drop-off and pickups. We have two teachers stationed, too, and some administrator goes back and forth between transportation and busing so that parents are not walking down the hallways before school starts. And one thing, we're in talks, and it's still preliminary, with the city of Bridgeport looking at possibly a school resource officer.
Yes, that seems to be popular these days, to actually have a police presence, so to speak, inside the school as a sort of a deterrent.
It is, and when we look at a resource officer, we're looking at more than just the deterrent also. We're looking at them talking with our students, working with our students, kind of helping us get a guide on, one, how the law works and what we can do to help students. And then if they can help parents get the resources they need to help their child, if their child is struggling mentally, physically, or having other types of issues at our school. And that's one of the reasons, too, we would really like to find a social worker so we can pair these two kind of positions together.
And I'm sure that you're, in addition to getting input from your staff and your administration, you like parental input as well.
Yes.
Public input.
And that is what we always look at, too. And that's one of the reasons why we have the curriculum title committee, which we have two parents from each building on that committee. And that is really the driving force of any changes that we make, such as when we're instituting new policies, procedures, looking at textbooks, curriculum changes. That all goes through that committee. And the parents are always so great to have on there because they give us an insight that otherwise we may not find or see.
Well, if you're speaking to the public right now, what would you want to tell them about the Unit 10 district and how the year has gone thus far and what about the future?
We are always grateful with all the parent volunteers that we get and from the organizations that come in, especially our partnership with the Lawrence County 4-H. They are helping with kick off our robotics program that is going to through the junior high, and it kicks off this month. We also, through grants and different things, we have the STEAM room, which is at Bridgeport Grade School, and that has been facilitated by our technology coordinator, Tammy Parker. She has been great in developing curriculum for this, as we've implemented it this year at Bridgeport Grade School for kindergarten through third, where they've done all kinds of different scenarios that evolve around engineering, robotics, coding, and it's just great.
All looking forward to having the student better ready to head out to college, or if they don't go to college, out into the workforce with the tools they need to have a good job.
That is our goal at the end. We want them to be college and career ready.
Well, Jakey, thanks for being with us and letting us know how Unit 10 is doing, and much success to you in the future, and we look forward to talking to you more about Unit 10 activities in the future.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.